KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
You shouldn't have to sacrifice service to save a little money. Why not just share a little? This is Janet with White Pole Road Cellular, and with Verizon Wireless and the Share Everything plan, you can get unlimited talk and text and share your data plan with everyone on your contract. At White Pole Road Cellular, we are your locally focused Verizon Wireless retailer offering exceptional customer service. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience in the cell phone industry and know what it takes to get you the best service from the best in wireless. We ask the questions to get you in the phone you need, from standard phones that text and receive picture messages to the latest and greatest smartphones to help keep you up with your world. At White Pole Road Cellular, we can help. We even have those hands-free Blue Parrot headsets for truckers. And if you need a locksmith, Wayne Johnson can get you in commercial and residential. White Pole Road Cellular, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
In high school sports last night, Audubon hosting its cross-country invitational. On the girls' side, Griswold wins the team title with 46 points. Panorama with 69, the runner-up. Audubon had 94 points for third. Individually, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the champ. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placing second. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was third. Megan Deist of Audubon placing fourth at the top of the list. On the boys' side, Riverside wins the team title with 40 points. Panorama, the runner-up, with 50. Tri-Center with 104 total was third. Individually, Brandon Sippert of Riverside was the champ. Sam Bassett of Panorama, the runner-up. Riverside's Brady Runyon and Tim Brink were third and fourth, while Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placed fifth in that meet last night. In high school volleyball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, St. Albert stepped out of the conference last night and beat Wahoo Bishop Newman 3-1. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Griswold over AHST 3-1. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 3-0. Underwood over IKM Manning 3-1. And Audubon beat Riverside 3-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva over Exira EHK 3-1. Adair Casey beat West Harrison 3-0. Also, it was Madrid over Panorama 3-1. Lenox beat Essex 2-0. And Nishnabotna over Lenox 2-0 last night. Well, tonight we have high school football for you here on the radio. We'll have an 8-man contest as Exira EHK travels to Glidden-Ralston tonight for a top-10 rated matchup this evening. Both those teams are 4-0 on the year, and they played two great games last year. We hope they can duplicate some of that action again tonight. Tom Peterson, the Exira EHK head football coach, mentioned they played two great ones last year, including that 39-36 win for the Spartans in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. But he does stress that both teams are just a little bit different.
You know, their guys up front, I think they've got three of their five guys back, and they're extremely physical, Jim, from top to bottom. So, they have a nice move in that came in at their tailback, this Jake Brugman. He wasn't there a year ago, so he's kind of just taking the load right where Lynch left off. I mean, he's not near as powerful, but I would say he's probably every bit as quick. So, in approaching this game, it's going to be the team that probably has the fewest turnovers, fewest mistakes, and obviously just making sure that the physical part of things we're going to have to make sure that we take care of.
Well, Craig Lynch, the head coach at Glidden-Ralston, says that in addition to Peterson having great respect for him, he has great respect for Peterson's ability to adapt from a big team last year to more of a quick one this year.
He uses his personnel very well. What I see him doing now is spreading a lot of people out and trying to get the younger Peppers kid in space, and then you got to tackle him in space, and that's not easy to do. He's a very good runner. He's a very good athlete, and then he runs a lot of counter things off of that. So, I guess what I see him doing is making an adjustment to the changes in personnel he's had and then going to his strengths, and they do it very well.
We'll have all the action for you tonight. We start our evening at 6 o'clock with Who's Gonna Win as Matt Mullenix, Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, and I sit down and look at some of the area matchups tonight. Our Football Friday Night pregame show gets underway at 6:30 this evening, and you'll hear more from both head coaches at that time, and we kick things off at 7 o'clock tonight from Glidden. Now, Chris will join me for the call of the ball game tonight, and you can listen live here on AM 1220 or FM 101.1. We stream our audio live at KJAN.com and also on your smartphone if you have the free KJAN app. And you can also watch the Exira EHK at Glidden-Ralston game tonight live on our TV page at KJAN.com. We'll have live video on KJAN TV this evening from that matchup. Now, some other eight-man games around the region tonight. Xyra EHK and Glidden Ralston sit in District 7. The other two matchups tonight in that district include Coon Rapids Bayard at West Harrison and Boyer Valley at Arweva. In District 8 tonight, Cam will host Essex. Fremont Mills is at Stanton, Woodbine at Sydney, and Southwest Valley is at Lenox. Also in District 6 tonight, among the games, Adair Casey has a home date with Murray in a key matchup tonight. Also this evening, in Class 3A in District 1, Atlantic will have its homecoming matchup tonight as they'll be at home at the Trojan Bowl this evening to visit Denison. You can hear from Coach Nick Ross of the Trojans this afternoon on Trojan Preview. We have that live for you here at 4:45 on the radio this afternoon. Also in District 1, Harlan is at Glenwood. Perry is at Creston. ADM plays at Lewis Central. In Class 2A action tonight at District 8, Red Oak is at Clarinda Academy. Trainer hosts Shenandoah. Clarinda visits Otobolt Arthur Beach CIG, while Kemper Catholic is at Greene County. Also in Class 1A play tonight in District 8, Tri-Center is at St. Albert. Nottoway Valley visits West Central Valley. Panorama will host Missouri Valley tonight. In Class A action this evening in District 7, among the games, Audubon will be at home against Bedford. Guthrie Center will host Woodward Academy. Also in District 8 in Class A tonight, it'll be AHST at West Monona. Griswold on the road at Westwood. East Mills is at Logan Magnolia, while Underwood will host Riverside in action tonight. Well, last night in college football, Iowa State took command in the second half as they grabbed their first victory of the season. The Cyclones outscored Tulsa 24-7 after halftime and took advantage of four turnovers in a 38-21 victory. Down 14-7, the Cyclones tied the game late in the second quarter, and they never looked back.
After two hard losses and then a second open date and 12 days to prepare, you're going to challenge somebody's character and figure out what they're made of, how they're going to come back and work in a practice setting like that. And our guys did. They worked in the meetings. They worked on the practice field. And you see the results tonight.
That's ISU coach Paul Rhodes, who says the Cyclones made progress in every area.
There's two specific areas. One, obviously, game day effort and the performance and production that you're talking about. 38 points is a lot of points. And to finish drives and score that, to hold a team under 100 yards rushing, especially with the quality of backs they have, is a big statistic.
Jeff Woody scored three touchdowns, and junior Aaron Wimberly had 137 yards rushing as Iowa State improved to 1-2 heading into the start of Big 12 play next Thursday night against Texas. Well, last year, Minnesota finished its non-conference schedule without a loss. Then the Gophers were beaten badly by rival Iowa. They're in the same situation now, though their four wins were more decisive than last season. They host the Hawkeyes on Saturday, trying to win the Floyd of Rosedale trophy after surrendering it last fall. That bronze pig has been awarded to the winner of this rivalry since 1935, and this will be the 107th time that Iowa and Minnesota have played in football. The first meeting was back in 1891. The Hawkeyes lost their opener to Northern Illinois, but have been solid since, beating Western Michigan 59-3 last week. They're relying on their usual power running game, with Mark Wiseman leading the nation with 95 carries. We'll have that game live for you tomorrow here on KJAN. 12:30 is pregame, and 2:30 is kickoff from Minneapolis. Well, the San Francisco 49ers rediscovered their offense and improved to 2-2 after totaling just 10 points in back-to-back losses, as Colin Kaepernick threw for two touchdowns and Frank Gore rushed for 153 yards, and the Niners thumped the Rams 35-11 in St. Louis in Thursday night NFL action last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
You shouldn't have to sacrifice service to save a little money. Why not just share a little? This is Janet with White Pole Road Cellular, and with Verizon Wireless and the Share Everything plan, you can get unlimited talk and text and share your data plan with everyone on your contract. At White Pole Road Cellular, we are a locally focused Verizon Wireless retailer offering exceptional customer service. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience in the cell phone industry and know what it takes to get you the best service from the best in wireless. We ask the questions to get you in the phone you need, from standard phones that text and receive picture messages to the latest and greatest smartphones to help keep you up with your world. At White Pole Road Cellular, we can help. We even have those hands-free Blue Parrot headsets for truckers. And if you need a locksmith, Wayne Johnson can get you in commercial and residential. White Pole Road Cellular, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 6, and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When baseball closer Mariano Rivera made an emotional exit in his final appearance in the Yankees' home pinstripes, Rivera entered to a standing ovation in the eighth inning and got two outs in the ninth before Captain Derek Jeter and Andy Pettit came to the mound to remove him. During 4 minutes of thunderous chanting from the sellout crowd, an overcome Rivera sobbed as he buried his head on the right shoulder of Pettit. Pettit gave Rivera a 30-second bear hug, and Jeter followed with a 15-second embrace. Oh, by the way, the Yankees lost the game. It was Tampa Bay 4-0 over New York. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Toronto 3-2, Texas over the LA Angels 6-5, Cleveland beat Minnesota 6-5, Kansas City 3-2 over Chicago. In the National League, San Diego beat Arizona in 11 innings 3-2, Milwaukee over New York 4-2, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 7-1, and San Francisco downed LA by a 3-2 final. And Bud Selig reluctantly took over as acting commissioner of Major League Baseball in September of 1992 and was formally elected to the post 6 years later. Selig has announced on Thursday that he will retire in January 2015, ending the second longest run for any baseball commissioner. Selig's tenure has been marked by great financial success and a few failures. He split each league in three divisions and added two wild cards to create more fan interest for the stretch run. The sport has enjoyed robust growth in attendance and revenue under Selig, who served as chairman of the executive council before that council overthrew Faye Vincent as commissioner. He also oversaw expansion into Arizona and Tampa Bay and the relocation of the Montreal Expos to Washington, although the Rays have yet to enjoy consistent success at the gate. There was a player's strike early in Selig's tenure, a dispute that led to the cancellation of the 1994 postseason. There hasn't been a work stoppage since. Selig also was in charge during the steroid era and the sport's subsequent attempts to eliminate performance-enhancing drugs. Selig will have been on the job more than 22 years at the time of his scheduled retirement. Only original commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis had a longer run, serving for 24 years until his death in 1944. Selig worked himself into the majors by purchasing the Seattle Pilots in bankruptcy court in 1970 and eventually moving his team to his native Milwaukee. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.